And when we confront an issue, we go right to the top. That's why today we have the chief veterinarian for the National Pork Producers Council, Dr. Liz Wagstrom. Good afternoon, Dr. Wagstrom.
Good afternoon.
And thanks for coming on the radio to help our producers, all animal agriculture, to kind of understand what's coming at them from Washington, D.C. You know, the government is just very fond of acronyms, and here we have the President's Advisory Council on Combating Antibiotic-Resistant Bacteria, or PACCARB, but it comes from the White House. So should we be real happy with the efforts and the agenda of the recommendations that are coming at us from the President's Advisory Council?
Sure. Just to kind of put things in perspective, the Advisory Council has been put together to comment on the President's plan and the National Action Plan around antibiotic resistance. So the government put together, and all the agencies working on it, put together a plan, and then PACCARB, which is the Advisory Council, looked at the plan, identified gaps either in things they thought should be happening or looked at the focus as far as progression toward meeting the goals that have been laid out, and wrote a report on what they thought needed to be done. You know, actually, the picture for animal agriculture is really pretty good out of that report. It's clearly focused a lot on human medicine, and many of the things that they have recommended for animal agriculture and veterinary medicine include adequate funding, enough resources. They want to make sure that they support the implementation of this FDA Guidance 213 that would put everything under veterinary oversight, and medically important antibiotics would not be utilized for growth promotion. And so overall, the bottom line was that the advisory committee said we're supportive of that Guidance 213 strategy. We know that USDA and FDA, Center for Veterinary Medicine, need more money to implement this strategy and measure success. And then the unknowns, the things that were the gaps identified, included how do we measure success when Guidance 213 is implemented? So how do we get data? What are the right metrics? Who is the right reporting agency? And so that's really the next step that they have identified.
Okay. Dr. Wagstrom, several years ago, we heard of the VFD, the Veterinary Feed Directive, where if you even, calf milk replacer, anything that you have giving to animals that you would have just gone to the feed store and bought some medicine over the counter given to your animals on your own, you can't do that anymore. You have to have a prescription. And then comes the President's advisory for out of the White House, plan to help lower antibiotic resistance in humans. And is it all kind of one big plan that is all a part of a much larger picture?
Sure. The national strategy looks at addressing antibiotic resistance in both animals and humans. Doesn't necessarily draw that there's a link, but they say actually that it's not only humans and animals that we need to address antibiotic resistance, but also the advisory committee said, what is the impact in the environment of resistant bacteria? So looking at a true One Health approach and then saying within each of those sectors, how do we either address sector-specific actions, or the advisory committee also called on better interagency collaboration. So as an example, National Institutes of Health had, received over $100 million of new funding last year. And one of the recommendations is that if they identify a potential antimicrobial or an alternative to antibiotics that they're looking at for people, if there were some reason that for human medicine it wasn't effective or it didn't work out, they should offer to share that or get the information to the animal side, so that perhaps there might be application for that in veterinary medicine or animal production.
The National Pork Producers Council is in full support of the center or combating antibiotic resistant bacteria recommendations. So you don't see any reason to be concerned about, you know, somebody, you know, the analogy is the camel's nose is under the tent now. Is this the first step of a larger plan, or is this or is it all good?
Well, I think what this provides is an opportunity for farmers and veterinarians to demonstrate that they do care responsibly for their animals by using antibiotics carefully and with veterinary interaction and oversight. That's easier to demonstrate. It also gives us an opportunity to say, if we comply with and we support what's going on with the VFD process, then we have the opportunity to say we're responsibly using antibiotics, but we are required, will require, and cannot give up some of the things we see some of the other groups want us to do. As an example, though it's not part of the action plan, and at this time, we want to make sure we can step forward and say prevention uses of antibiotics are essential. And so if we collect data to show how and why antibiotics are used and show that they're used under veterinary oversight, they're used to prevent disease when animals are stressed and we know there's a history of a disease in the herd, then we can demonstrate that those are essential for protecting animal health and food safety.
Now, on-farm antibiotic-resistant surveillance is going to happen. And do the National Pork Producers Council support that?
We support a collaborative effort with USDA, FDA, and the industry to determine what that surveillance should look like. So in the past, we actually have done some on-farm surveillance in the, you know, actually a decade or more ago, looking at saying, can we have some sample farms, surveillance is conducted, we get information about how antibiotics are used, and can you identify any best practices or any risk factors for the development of resistance? And so we're working closely to say, what should surveillance look like, and also how should it be reported? Because we've all seen reports come out and then have that information misrepresented or twisted. So I think as important as the surveillance is going to be how the reports are issued, who analyzes the data, what are the metrics that they report, and how can we use that from an animal industry to continue to improve our antibiotic use strategies and also use it to reassure consumers that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and that's probably a very important component to all this, that the anti-animal agriculture groups that have an agenda, they'd like to see animal agriculture eliminated, whether it's cage-free or gestation stalls, all of these issues where they are misinformed or disinformed, that farmers now can be on the aggressive, take the information and say, you know, we're doing the right thing. Is that part of it?
That's absolutely part of it. We will now have the ability to say we're, are following the FDA guidance. It's not voluntary for producers after those labels change to no longer use medically important antibiotics for growth promotion. We're doing this. We're providing data to that the government that we can use aggregated, not on an individual farm basis, but as an industry, we can show that we have data that says we're complying with the new guidances, we're using antibiotics responsibly, we're producing safe food.
Yeah, on various farms, antibiotics are used differently, and certainly within industries they're used differently. In pork production, turkeys, broiler industry, on beef cows, on dairy cow farms, antibiotics have had different needs and different regular uses. So will all of that kind of, do you see the surveillance then being different, taking different shape and different forms on the various industries, pork and broiler and turkey and beef cattle?
Absolutely. There's going to be some differences. And FDA is actually working with USDA and the different industries to look at different systems on how you could collect data, what is the appropriate data, and also what's the appropriate report out. Because the last thing I think we as an industry want to do is report just volume, just pounds of antibiotics used, because that sets a target for reduction. And our goal is not to reduce a certain number of pounds. Our goal is to use antibiotics responsibly and carefully as needed. And, you know, probably our biggest goal is reduce the need to use antibiotics. But we don't want to put us in a position where targets could be set that would say you need to use X percent less. So using the right metric, whether it's, you know, days of treatment, number of animals treated, number of flocks treated, reasons for treatment, all of those are under discussion about what's the appropriate metric, and then is that metric different for, let's say, broilers than beef cattle?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we've got 8 months, and it will be reality, the Veterinary Feed Directive, so we've got a lot to talk about. Thanks for having a discussion on it today, Dr. Liz Wagstrom, Chief Veterinarian for the National Pork Producers Council. And I guess we'll have to continue. We're out of time, so we'll talk about this again in the near future.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on the radio today.